Parshas Bo is of the Balaturim is Gematria 3, not a hard Gematria to work out, and it's connected to three Makis that are in the Parsha. Now Parshas Bo is also Rosh HaTevis. Beis is Makis Bechoiris, and the Aleph is Arbe, and Choshech Zetmenisht. Now Choshech, you have the Makah of Choshech, this Be'emes HaShaila, whether Choshech is a Metzias, a bria, yoitzer oir, uvoire choyshech, or choyshech is mer nish, a header of or. The Ibn Ezra writes, yoitzer oir, uvoire choyshech, even though it says voire choyshech, it's not really a bria, choyshech is mer nish, a header of or. Azoi Brenkman from Rav Sadia going oichet, the Sipurna in a few places also is mavur that choyshech, when the Abrister created choyshech, choyshech is really just the absence of light. As opposed to a lot of the Mefarshim that learned that Choshech is a Bria, Bemet, it's a Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis, Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Asara Dvarim Nivru B'yoyim Rishoy, and it's a whole regime of things, and amongst them is Oyer V'Choshech. Choshech is one of the 10 things that was created. It's not just the absence of light. The Marsha in Mesechta Tomid Daf Lamed Beis, when he's talking about the Shaila, he says the Das of the Apikorsim is that Choshech is only Heder Ar. The Maisa, there are Machloikis between Gedolei Olam, the Marsha is a Sharf Loshen. The idea, we said it's a Rav Sadia Goin, it's an Ibn Ezra, but I found it's also in the Tor, the Bach in the Tor in Hilchis Arachayim in Simin Vav by Asher Yotzar. There's a Shaila by Asher Yotzar if you're supposed to say Chalulim Chalulim or Chalolim Chalolim. Asher Yotzar Es Adam, and do you say Chalolim Chalolim or Chalulim Chalulim? So the Tor brings, there's a Shaila, you can't say Chalolim Chalolim, because Chalal means nothing. It's just the right. It's the whole. It's the Chalal itself. It's not a Metzias. How can you say Yotzar? Chalulim could mean a Varim that are hollowed out. Or the Chalal is the Chalal itself. How do you say Yotzar on a Chalal? Zoktabach, it's not Shver. It also says Yotzar Oyu Vayre Choshech, even though Choshech is only just the absence of light. The Shaila is, if Choshech is Taka Bria, the Rabbani Shalom created this Bria, and it's Mavur, the Gemara says in Psachin, Vayikra Elikim La'or Yoim Vela Choshech Kor Loila. The Gemara explains, Vayikra Elikim, Hashem called over. He called over to the Or. Come here, Or. And put him in charge of the Yoim. Vela Choshech, he called to the Choshech, and he called him to be in charge of the light, of the night. What's the Te'elis of the Bria of Choshech? The Netziv brings, in Rami Sod and Psochem, he brings based on the Yerushalmi, what's the Te'elis of this Bria of Choshech? Why did Hashem have to create Choshech? Vos is left with darkness when you have the absence of light. When you have the absence of light, it's already dark. What do you need Choshech for? So he says, there was a people that were hiding in a cave, the Yerushalmi brings, and they didn't know if when it was day or night, they're doing mitzvahs, what are you supposed to do? Right? And it's interesting. You have to know when there are mitzvahs that you do at night and mitzvahs you do by day. The Gemara in Psochem even says, you put him in charge of the night, but you could be mufarish. I mean, the parents over there themselves put it in charge of the mitzvah. The lashon of the Gemara is upakte amitzvosa biyamama. The koral lachayshik upakte amitzvosa the laili. He put him in. Pasha means he put him in charge of the night. No, he put him in charge of the mitzvahs of the night. There are certain mitzvahs you only do at night. Mitzvahs you do by day. You have to know. So how did these people in the cave knew? They lit a candle, and when the candle shined brighter, they knew it was night. Because the Metzius is that in Choshech the light shines better. Someone once asked me, how did the Choshech get into the cave? It's not a kasha. The Choshech doesn't come from the sun or something. The Choshech is there. It's a Bria of Choshech. It's in the cave also. So at night, when it was Choshech, the light shined more. Interessant. Azay zok the Netziv. That's the Metzius of this Choshech. The Sipurna over here in the Parsha, Vayomesh Choshech, zok the Sipurna, the Maka of Choshech, zok the Sipurna. It's not like Choshech of Parshas Bereishis, where we know that in Parshas Bereishis, Choshech was only the absence of light. Over here, it was a Bria of Choshech. And what's the purpose of this Bria? So they should not be able to use candles. The Choshech was such a Metzius of Choshech that it would not allow for candlelight to work. The same is mamish the opposite. The Netziv learning that the Metzius of Choshech is going enabling light. The Choshech of the Maka of the Sipurna is punk paker that it's not to have light. I saw interesting Loshen in the Cheskuni. You know, every Maka was for 7 days. We discussed it last week. Choshech Pashtus was only for 6 days. The Cheskuni says Loshen that there was a seventh day during Kriyas Yamsuf. Kodesh Baruch Hu took the Choshech V'gonzoi. You know, we have the Or Hagonas, but the Cheskuni says Loshen, the Eberster took the Choshech and he was going as it for Kriyas Yamsuf. That's when he brought out the last day of of Choshech. He was going as the Choshech. That's on a Metzius of Choshech. So that was the Seder Abriya, that the Eibush created Choshech and then he created Or. Rav Tzadik writes, it's not Bechinam that that's the way the world runs, that first is Choshech and then comes Or. That's the Seder Abriya. Vayi Erev, Vayi Voiker. First Choshech and then Or. Everything in Avodas Hashem, first you have to go through a Choshech and then you come in Or. The Pasuk says in Kehelis, V'Yisroim, La'chochma mina sichlus ki Yisroin ha'or mina choshech. I heard a pshat. Pshat, it means like the Yisroin of chochma more than sichlus is just like the Yisroin of or is more than choshech. It's Yisroin ha'or. Where is the Yisroin of or? Min ha'choshech. It comes from the choshech. From the choshech comes to the Yisroin of or. A person goes durch a choshech, he's able to have an or. The Rav Tzadik says that's pshat. The Gemara and the Brachas and the Avezim and Aleph has a havanina that Kriyashma first erev and then voiker. Why? Because it says by erev ve'voiker. Hagam by kochim is nishtazoy. In kochim we know it's different. So he said the Gittoises brings down brachas. By kochim it's different because by kochim taka it's gleicharein in the or. You're already holding in there. There was a havni that the avoida of Kriyashma, the avoida of kavolos amach shemaim is kochim dik. It's already like that. And the Teretz says no. The avoida of Kriyashma is tug teglich. It's here in baal mahadein and it goes through with the system. It's not really al menucha v'nachla yet of kochim. It's first choshech and then or. It's not bechinam like that. That's taka the way the world runs. A person goes durch a choshech, then he's able to see an or. Now it says by the choshech, v'lei ro ish es ochiv, v'lei kamo ish mitachtov. Choshech is that you weren't able to see another person. Lei ro ish es ochiv. When a person's in choshech, he's not able to see another person. That's choshech. Or is when a person is able to see someone else also. The Pasuk says, in Parsha Shmois, Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze El Echov, Vayar Bisavloise. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Adam Gadol. What is expressed as godless? Vayetze El Echov, Vayar Bisavloise. He saw the Klal Yisrael, he saw the other person. He was Roye Bisavloise. He was in the Choshech. When a person is in Choshech, it's Leiro Vishes Echov. You don't see the other person, a meter in front of you. I heard a chiddush. Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz brings, why taka did Parai not put Shevet Levi into the Shibud? So he says, because Parai saw, it's the Geninim, that they saw that the Mashiach of Yisrael is coming from Shevet Levi. Parai knew, and he was right, that the Mashiach of Yisrael has to go from Choshech to Or. It's not Stam, you know, one day you land, you're the Mashiach of Yisrael. You have to durch, you have to schwitze durch. Someone that goes through the choshech, that goes through the shverkeit and through the sevel, he'll be able to be holding in the or. Now, Pari has from his Itzteganinim a message that the Mashiach Shal Yisrael is going to be from Shevet Levi. So Pari had a foolproof plan. Shevet Levi is not in the Shibut. Shevet Levi doesn't have to work. No problems. This is a richtige, foolproof plan that Taka won't be able to come to Mashiach Shal Yisrael. So where was the flaw in his mistake? Not that he was wrong, it's taka true. Only Dervis is durch geschwitzt the Indian, he could be the Mashiach Shal Yisrael. Vayigdal Moshe, Vayetze El Echov, Vayar Besavloisa. Moshe Rabbeinu's darg of the Noise Bo'ol was Azoy Vayt. He taka went through it. Era durch geschwitzt the Golos. This was Pari's mistake. That he didn't see. Taka, it was a good plan to not put Shevet Levi in. The Shevet is going to prevent the Mashiach Shal Yisrael from coming. Over Moshe Rabbeinu at Gezen. And that's an akuda of Choshech and Or to see. To be able to see beyond just a person sees just himself, he's in the Choshech. I saw the Alishur, Volba brings a posik, the Chesed Hashem Eolam Vaad Eolam Al Yireyov. And he explains, what's the Shaykhis between Chesed and Yireh? L'chayr Chesed and Yireh have no Shaykhis. Chesed is Ben Adam L'chaveiro. Yireyov is Yireh Hashem. Two very, very important things. But it's two polar things. What's the Shaykhis? Chesed and Yireh. He says, it's mamish, there's an akudah, the tzara shoveh. Someone that sees just himself, and he's in the choshech, so then he sees nothing else, he doesn't see his chaver, and he doesn't see the Ribbono Shel Olam either. It goes hainu hach, it goes to zamen. If you have a guy, chatzkel, and all chatzkel sees is chatzkel, and even when chatzkel interacts with Beryl, he's really just manipulating and seeing chatzkel, then he can't see Beryl, and he can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam, he can't see anything. But if he sees a little bit beyond himself, a person goes beyond already what he's able to see, ever chenei malech, and zenshen Beryl oichet, and he could see his wife and his kids, and he could see his chaverim, and he could see Akiva, and he could see Rebbe Akiva Eger, and he could see the Rabbi Nishlam. It all goes together. Other amenches, b'choshech, zeter gornish norjich, norjich is nishkin chesed and nishkin yira. Seeing beyond that, already a person breaks out of that boundary, out of that kluv, out of that cage of just himself, it's oichet chesed, oichet yira. That's yisran ha'or min ha'choshech. Makas b'choyris, vayhi b'chatzi alayla, b'chatzois. The Briskerov asks, b'chatzois? There's no such thing as b'chatzois. The night, the first 6 hours is the first half of the night. The next 6 hours is the other half. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that the Makas b'choyris is going to be exactly b'chatzois. B'chatzois, the midpoint, there is no time. There is no time of chatzois. There's only the first half of the night, the second half of the night. There's no in between. It's zero amount of time. However thin you cut the milliseconds, it's either from part of the first half or part of the second half. If there's exactly 12 hours, six of them are in the first half and six of them in the second half. Zokti Briskerov, Misa also doesn't take any time. The first half of the night they were alive, the second half of the night they were dead. Das ist Bachatzois. Azay Zokti. I heard once a Chiddush Kipshat from Rabbi Yochanan Zweig, the Rosh Yeshiva in Miami. He said an interesting, their hair. He said, the Yesod of Makas Bechoyrus, we already had 9 Makas, and the Yesod of Makas Bechoyrus was coming to show Klai, it's not just another Makkah. It's coming to show Klai so that the Rabbeinu Shalom is in Gans and above the Teva, but with an extreme that you didn't see in the other Makas. He gives a mashal. It says, Oren Einem in Amida. The Oren in the Beis Hamikdash didn't take up space. What's meant? It means if you took a measuring stick and you were in the Kodesh Kadoshim, if you measured from the wall till the Oren, it was half of what the Kodesh Kadoshim's dimensions was. You measured from the other end of the Oren till the wall, it's right to half. You measure the Oren, it's an arm and a half. And if you measure from wall to wall, it just doesn't add up. Oren Einem in Amida. He says, Makas Bechoyris, this Midrashim that says they were goisising for a long time. He says, yeah, it's not a stira. Just the first half of the night was 6 hours. Someone was standing with a stopwatch. The first half of the night till Makas Bechoyris started was 6 hours. After the time, quote unquote, of the Makkah ended, someone would stop with a stopwatch. Again, 6 hours. Einem in Amida. Makas Bechoyris was Bachatzoy. It took a long time. Oh, but it was Einem in Amida. It was Bachatzois. Amoifis. Avad Amoifis. Bachatzois. Rabbi Shuale Biskin says a different knetch. The Pasuk says, Va'avarti Beretz Mitzrayim. If you want to be very exacting about Chatzois, the truth is, you know, there are time zones. And time zones are not just how every few hundred kilometers it's broken up into time zones that the Umayyads decided to make a cheshbon over here. Everywhere it's a different time. Even from this end of the room to the other end of the room, in milliseconds, it's a different time. Now, if Makas Bechoyris happened exactly at Chatzois, so obviously it went through Mitzrayim like a wave. And that's Va'avarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Every single point when it was Ba'chatzois, at that point, that's when the person died. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu told Pare Kachatzois, because Pare's palace was not by the border, and therefore Pare, where he's going to be in his palace, at Kachatzois, it's going to start the Makkah at the border. As there's not Rabbi Shuli. But there's a different there here over here. We know that Makas Bechoyris was not just a Makkah on Mitzrayim. Bechlal, all the Makkas were about not just a Makkah on the Mitzrayim, it was something for Klal Yisrael. That you have to know Stamazak. You know, why did the Rabbanu Shalom leave the Yidden there? We talked last week that it was the 12 months of the Yud Beis Chodesh of the Mishpat Mitzrayim. Why couldn't the Rabbanu Shalom take them out already? What is he leaving them there in Mitzrayim during the Makkas? Take them out already, give them the Torah. Hagab Atzimcha, you see that a close relative of yours is attacked, is in a car crash, and he's there bleeding, the car is there, everything's there, and you have to get him to the hospital, and first you deal with the insurance company, you deal with the car, with what are you dealing with that for? Get the guy out of here, get him. What are they leaving them there? Because Avada, the pshat is that the Makis was not just for the Oynish to the Mitzrayim, it's Avada, like the Ramban explains in the Parsha, to be Mashrish Emuna in Klal Yisrael, and there's a reason that Klal Yisrael is being a part of the Makkah. And that's Avada, a Yisoy, by all the Makis. But there's a bezunder with their hair over here by Makas Bechoyris. You know, it's interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi Kachatzois. Even though Be'emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Bachatzois. And the Gemara in Brachos already says, he didn't want to say, Moshe Badoi. But I heard a different pshat. I heard a pshat, Mitzad the Makkah to Mitzrayim to Paroi, it's not so important, Bachatzois. And Afkimin, if it's 1158, 1202, Abitza Paroi is a klap. For Klal Yisrael, it's necessary that it should be Bachatzois. Because Klal Yisrael was created at Chatzois. You know, there's Briyas HaOilam of Bereshus Bor Alekim, and there's Briyas HaOilam of HaChoydesh HaZelochem. HaToyle HaYetzorach LaHaschil Elamai HaChoydesh HaZelochem. There's a Briyas HaOilam that's happening here now, the Klal Yisrael Lika world. When did that happen? Genoi! Bachatzois. Klal Yisrael was in the Mem Teshari Tumah, and there's a Pesach, a jump, a huge jump. Yisra'ur de la'ela that could jump all the way to the Mem Teshari Kedusha. That happened Bachatzois. That has to be in a very exacting scientific Bachatzois, not at 1158, not at 1202, because we don't want a Mishachtz of Abyssal Yiddishkeit, Abyssal Mitzvahkeit, Abyssal of this, Abyssal of that. No. It had to be a clean, smooth cut, and it has to be Bachatzois. Klape Paris all design Kachatzois. Of a Klape Klal Yisrael that's being created over here, Klal Yisrael is being created over here, it's exactly happening at Bachatzois. And at this Bachatzois moment is when Klal Yisrael is taka being created. It's more than that, it's interesting. You know, it says, Al Toichel Mimenu No, Veloisir Mimenu Ad Boiker, by the Korban Pesach. The Meshech Chochma says, interesting deal. These are two dinim in Korban Pesach. Don't eat it No, don't eat it cooked, not roasted. And don't get over. But there's a difference between Al and Loi. Al is a Shvacher Loshen. Al is command like a Bakosha. Loi is a very definitive Loi. Al Toichel Mimenu No. The did not eat it No is being told to Klal Yisrael Far Chatzos. That's being told to Klal Yisrael is up to Meshech Chochma still with a Shvach of Al Toichel Mimenu No. The Isser of Noiser is already No Chatzos. The Loi says Siru Mimenu Ad Boik. That's already No Chatzos, not the creation of Klal Yisrael. That is already a more definitive The Loi says Siru Mimenu Ad Boik. And that's what's happening over here at this transition time of Bachatzos. Lamaisa, the Makis Bechairis is really part of a process of the full 10 Makis. And we know in the Haggadah we bring, there's a Machlekes Tanoim. The Gemara brings that there's a Pasuk that it says that if in the Mitzrayim there was 10 Makis, so then on the Yam there was 50, because it brings a Pasuk into Hillel, Yishlach Bam Charein Apoy, Ever, Vazam, Tzara, Meshlach, Malachiram, it's 5 times as much. And we know it says Etzpa Elikim by the Makis, and Yad by Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Gemara brings, the Brisa, it's a Brisa, it's in the Haggadah, but it's really a Brisa. There's a three-way Machlekes Tanaim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says there was 10 Makis in Mitzrayim, and 50 in the Yam. Rabbi Elazar says 40 makas in Mitzrayim because the darshan that pasuk in Tehillim ever zam mitzara, and therefore 200 in the yam. The next one says 50 makas in Mitzrayim, 250 in the yam. The Sfasemis writes if you add up all those shittas, Rabbi Yosef Aglili is 10 and 50, and Rabbi Elazar is 40 and 200, and Rabbi Kiva is 50 and 250. You add it all up, plus 10 makas, plus 3 ditzach hadash ba'achav is 613. And there's a whole reference over here. The same way that in the Aseres Hadibrois, there is really behalten in the Taryag Mitzvois, in the Eser Makos is also Tomun, a cheshbon of Taryag. The same way there's a parallel of the Eser Makos, which Avada, the purpose of the Eser Makos was to take the Asora Mamorois Shenivra Olam and turn it into Aseres Hadibrois. That process is also Klapi the Makos. There's 10 and there's really 613. Why, though, is there such an inyan of being marach how many makas there are? So I saw once a pshat, the pasuk says, "Kol amachla asher samti b'mitzrayim le'osam alecha ki ani Hashem reifecha." The Eibush is promising any makah that I gave in Mitzrayim, I'm not going to give on you. So vos mer v'mar b'makas on Mitzrayim, geit arayin mer the havtocha of the ki ani Hashem reifecha that he's not going to give us those makas. But it's also more than that. There's a pasuk that says, "Ki mitzayischa mi'eretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois," and we're saying that whatever was in Mitzrayim is even going to be that much more so in the Geula Asida. I saw this. Vasemis writes. It says, "Vayitzias Mitzrayim was an etzba," and on the Yam we said it was 5 times as much. "Vayar Yisrael hayod hagedolah," so it was 5 times as much. Zoktes Vasemis, if in Mitzrayim was an etzba. It's a mushal to be miyaches to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, a mussel of an aver of a guf. But as I say, that in Mitzrayim it was an etzba, and in the Kriyas Yamsif it was a yad. Then in Geula Hasida it's going to be zeh Hashem kivinu loy molei kei mosa kiilu agansa guf. And that's the emes. There's a pasuk. Lo yoyimru oyd chay Hashem asher helas bnei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim kiyem asher helav asher hevi is beis Yisrael. There's going to be even higher madrig. So that's the purpose of being marchiv and marba, how many makas there was in Mitzrayim and how much is in the Yam, because it's even going to be that much more so. Kimer, it's Mitzrayim, arenu neflois. So I saw Akasha. Kedushas Levi. Other Achareim talk about this kasha also. It's interesting. It says, the Pasuk says, Ki mei tseis chom eres Mitzrayim arenun aflois. That's mashma, that it's the same. Azayim is given in Mitzrayim, also arenun aflois. On the other hand, there are so many other psukim where it's mavur fakert, that it's going to be even more. There are midrashim that talk that it's going to be that much more. So I saw a gavaldik and mushal. If a person was mamish and oni morud, no money at all, and suddenly mamish and moifus happened to him, he wins the lottery, he wins $200,000. Mamish, a wonder, he could buy, half a deer, I don't know what he could buy, but it's a ganze windfall. If something would tell him that in 10 years from now, again, it's going to happen, a big moifus to him, winning another $200,000 now, if he didn't squander within a few months, is not going to do that. The spilus of that, he went from mamish zero to $200,000, to get our enun eflois that same amount, he would have to win that much more. To bring in the mushal a little bit more, Arayim, in the Yom Yom, Hage Ba'atzmacha, we're in Golis, and the Rabbanu Shalom would take a come, Shracha Misna, I'm what would happen. If on the Umas Ha'olam, that are coming, L'Hachriveinu, if the Rabbanu Shalom would mamish make a moifis, and it would happen to them, Dam, Tzvardei, Akinim, Orif. No, we learned that in Gan. It's right in our blood. It would have to be that much more. Something else. I don't know. It would have to happen. So Kimei Tseis Chamei Eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Neflois, the same way it would have to be that we should have the Hespilus that then they had from the Eser Makis. Now the Eser Makis, that's every year Yitzias Mitzrayim. We speak about it every day. We speak about it every year on Pesach. To get that much more, then it would be able to chotz be called Arenu Neflois Kimei Tseis Chamei Eretz Mitzrayim. And that's like upon the Indian of being marchiv in the Eser Makis. Now we said already this idea that the Eser Makis, and at the height of it now by Makis Bechoris, was the lady of Klal Yisrael. And that's the Pshat Taka why it says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. There was Briyas HaOilam of Bereshis Bara Lekim, and there's a Bezundar of Briyas HaOilam of HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. There are, in this forum, they talk about that there's a connection, Taka, between Pesach and Rosh Hashanah. Because both of them, be'emes, represent a hischachus. The Medrash in the beginning of the parasha here by Boy says, Ashri ha'om yoydei truah. What's the shaykhis? It's interesting, I saw that, you know, on Pesach we have a Kaira. Kuf ayin resh hei. The letters after Kaira is shofar. The different order, but it's the letters of Shofar. Rosh Hashanah and Pesach are both times of a new, fresh start. Pesach, we don't need any chametz. Totally clean out. Azoydi, a baby that's newborn, has to everything very sterile and have to everything clean and no, there can't be any types of anything mixed in. Who are then Pesach when it becomes that lady of Klal Yisrael, that time? It needs to be with a total fresh start. Of a dos is for Pesach. We're holding now in the parashiyas of Shoivim and the parashiyas of Shmoyz Ve'erboi B'shalach V'chulei of the Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And Avad, it's Mesugal that we handle these in Yonah now, Melech with the parashiyas HaShavua, but it's not the Etzim that time. But what is it? It's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is a very chosh of a date. You know, there are only a few dates, a few tarichim that are mentioned in the Torah. Tesvav Tishrei is mentioned in the Torah, Sukkot. Aleph Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. There are dates that are mentioned in the Torah. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is mentioned in the Torah. And this forum says a date that's mentioned in the Torah has a bazundara chashivas, a bazundara. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is a vada mentioned in the Torah. In the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. Eila HaDvarim Asher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael. Gans Mishnah Torah. Eila HaDvarim Asher Diber Moshe. When? Ba'aste Yeser Chodesh Be'echad LaChodesh. Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is Eila HaDvarim Asher Diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael. It's a bazundara school of Hasainian that the Torah writes, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, is written in the Torah, that that's when Moshe Rabbeinu gives over the Torah. From Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Gan Sefer Dvarim is from Rosh Chodesh Shvat till the end of his man, till Zayin Adar. In the Torah, it's still. Here it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, according to Beis Shammai, is Rosh Hashanah Li'ilomos. What's Rosh Hashanah Lilonis? Hillel argues, Tubish Vatabar. What's Rosh Hashanah Lilonis? Ki Adam Eitz HaSodeh, all the potential that's in the Eitz, the papers that are going to come out, it's all in the potential of that Rosh Hashanah Lilonis. That's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And for the Ki Adam Eitz HaSodeh, it's Eila Advar Mashah Dibre Moishel Kol Yisrael, to bring out all that potential. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, in Hashanah Mu'beres, is Ba'chatzois, exactly, Genoi in the middle. There's another 3 months to this month. There were 3 months, and there's still another 3 full months. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is Genoi, is Ba'chatzois. It's that time, when a person can be mizvoinen of a frishkeit, to bring out all of his potential. You know, it says, by the Korban Pesach, it says, V'achaltem oisei b'chipozayim. V'achaltem oisei b'chipozayim. So Rav Tzadik writes, what does it mean b'chipozayim? The Gemara says that Pesach Mitzrayim was nechal b'chipozayim. Pesach Doiris is not b'chipozayim. What's the pshat b'chipozayim? So the emes is interesting. The Chasam Sofer writes that Pesach Doiris is also b'chipozayim. He says, L'doiris, in every house in Klal Yisrael, it's always how it goes. Magid gets oisgeschleppt, manishtana, the whole thing, it gets oisgeschleppt, and suddenly, chatzois, you need a rush. There's a din of chipozoin, it's a shir in the magid. Viz off to say the game, as basoiv zolzayim b'chipozoin, as oisgeschleppt the chasam soif. Oh, but emphasis, the Gemara says that only Pesach Mitzrayim is b'chipozoin, Pesach Deris is not b'chipozoin. What's the taich of chipozoin? The taich is azoi. The taich is, avoidus Hashem, in the beginning it has to go b'chipozoin. Afterwards, then it has to go with seichel, not with haste, not with a bilbul, not with pachas kamoy malchosa, with a seichel and laat laat. Oh, but the tchilas knesa lavoides Hashem, the Pesach Mitzrayim, muzayin b'chipozen. I saw a moshel in the Sefer Maskil Shloimah. Says a very interesting moshel. A rocket ship that wants to, let's say, get to the moon, right? A rocket ship works very different than a plane. A plane gets from one point to another point. You need gasoline for the whole trip. You know, what's keeping it up in the air? What's keeping it going? Like you need it's a rivelik. If you know anything how a rocket ship works, the rocket ship has only a tiny little part of it's going to go out to outer space. You need a huge explosion of hamon energy that explodes, and that's what sends it out. But once it's out, there's something called Koyach Meshicha, gravity. It keeps things down. It doesn't let you get out. It keeps your mamash down. It doesn't let you out. And that needs a gewaldike chipozon, a gewaldike koyach, to break out of that bounce. And that's Tchilas Avodas Hashem has to be with a gewaldike chipozon. After that chipozon, then, if you were mechaven it the right way, so then you're headed, then it goes, it's in cruise control. It's going already, it's gate hagan. It doesn't need any down. The tchilas avoidus Hashem needs to be b'chipozim. What's that tchilas? It's everyone's avoidus Hashem as a life, but avada always, every day has to start like that. On with the chipozim, it goes. A Rosh Chodesh Shvat zicher, stel de weke chipozim. Of game weiter. The pasuk says, that Pesach starts Barishan Barbasar Yoim Lachoidish Ba'erev, Teich Matzis, Ad Yoim Ha'echad Ve'esrim Lachoidish Ba'erev. Pesach goes from the night of the 14th, entering the 15th, until the 21st of Nisan, Ad Yoim Ha'echad Ve'esrim Lachoidish Ba'erev. So the Mefarshim still, what's this Hadgosha, Ad Yoim Ha'echad Ve'esrim Lachoidish Ba'erev? We already know that everything in Yiddishkeit goes the night and then is the day. Choyshech and then Or. Vayi Erev, Vayi Voiker. That's the Seder Advarim. So what's the Hadgosh here that by Pesach it says that Pesach goes Ad Yoim Echad Ve'esrim Lachoidish Ba'orif? So it's a very interesting idea. If you noticed, a lot of things about Pesach start already Chatzois Hayoim. Chatzois Hayoim of Yud Dalet Nisan is already a shtickle of Pesach. There's no Issa Malach yet. The Yontif starts about a little Tezvot. Of Chometz Midoi Raisa is also from Chatzois. What's pshat on that? The yontif starts lel tesvav. Chometz medaraisa tashbisu. Chometz is aser from chatzoyis. There's even a machloikis bal yiroh. It's from chatzoyis. Bal yiroh shivas yom. It starts from chatzoyis. What's the pshat that it starts already from chatzoyis? Medaraisa. So I saw there's a pshat. You know, there are different ways how to cheshbon when a new day starts. Avada by Klal Yisrael, we know that the Seder Advarim is Vayi'er Vayivoyker. Tchilas Halayla enters in a new day. By the Umay Sa'olam, Allah, the Umay Sa'olam, was Negeya yesterday. Chatzois Layla. Chatzois Layla, Rufzach Anayatok. That's their Medida. It could be, this Mekoymois, that the Seder was Alois HaShachar, Tchilas Hayoyim. Tchilas HaBoyker starts a new day. And in Mitzrayim, the Ramakairis, the day started Chatzos HaYoyim. Chatzos HaYoyim was the ushering in of a new day. The Yidden were in Mitzrayim, and they were in the Nemta Shari Tumor, and they're trying to make a Yitzias Mitzrayim. They were still holding on the Mitzvah Shechezbin. And the Yidden on the Mitzvah Shechezbin are holding from Chatzos HaYoyim. And that's why Pesach really starts the Isra of eating chametz. It's a process. Every year we really go out of Mitzrayim. We're not eating chametz. It starts from our basar by chatzois. Issa malacha doesn't though. Because issa malacha is inherently a Yiddish azach, and that starts from the night. But you have to bavarn that. And you have to bavarn that. If you started from chatzois on our basar, so maybe you would stop on echad the esrim b'chodesh b'chatzois. No. Ad yoyim echad the esrim b'chodesh b'orev. Why? Because Klal Yisrael, every year, Chayiv Adam Lirisus Atzmoy, turns into a Klal Yisrael. When? Bachatzois Halayla. By the Leila Seder. And that's the transition period that switches over the schedule. So we start off at Arbasar Bachatzois is starting it. And that's Pshat, and then it switches over, we turn into a Yid, and then we go Adecha V'esem L'Chaydesh Bar. And that's the Pshat in Rashi in Parsha Shlach that says the Roshmoy Nechutin Shebetzitzis. Can they get the Shmoyne Yomim from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Kriyas Yamsev and all the Mefarshim ask that there's only 7 days? V'harbei Terutzam Yesh Badover. Yoisamei Achutim Shalatzitzis. But Lamaisa, like this gang, the Pshat is that it's 8 days because they started off on one schedule and they switched over, it transitioned over, it's Nochatog. And Amol, I wanted to say a Chiddush. There's a Machlekes Rishoinim. We know Tashbisu starts from Chatzai Sayyarim. There's a Machlekes Rishoinim if Bal Yura is also from Chatzois. There's a steer in Rambam, this Rashi's all over Pesachim about it. Those that learn Pesachim, there's a big tumult. If the lava Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzi is from Chatzois, or Bal Yiro Becholzei, there's only Shiva Yom. Lo Yiro Shivas Yomim. There's a steer in the Rambam about it. The Rambam says you could only be Mavatel Chometz before Chatzois. Once it's Chatzois, it's Osir, you can't be Mavatel. And if you won't be Mavatel before, you'll be over Bal Yiro. So they say, it means, yeah, if you won't be Mavatel before, you'll be over Bal Yiro when it comes to night. Well, no, is it Meduik that there's Bal Yiro already now? Steers in Rambam in a few places. So the Achroinim, Chibas Nei Behuda, and the Nisa Kelim and the Rambam already handle that L'chayr, with all the Diyukim back and forth in the Rambam, L'chayr it's a Mefurash Rambam. There's a few places we're supposed to be Medayik from. Besides in Yad HaChazaka, you could check what the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayis, right? There's also the Rambam in the Tchila, before ever, all the halachas in Yad HaChazaka, he gives like a 2-3 word zog about every mitzvah. Hilchazeh, Ubeinayim, and he touches up the halachas. He says, Tashbisu on Yudalit from Chatzais. And he says, there's a love of Lo Yiro Shivas Yom. So he says, Lo Yiro Shivas Yom. He says, Shivas Yom doesn't say stuff from Chatzos. Now, the Yehuda wants to say in Shuvah that Bal Yiro is, there's a Gilui Milsa from Tashbisu that it starts from Chatzos, but it's not Mefurish Bekro. And in the Hakadoma, the Rambam only writes what's Mefurish Bekro. Ula. I wanted to say a machshava on this that the Pshat is like Zoy. Lo Yiro is Shivas Yom. Flat. Shivas Yom. Abavosvara Shivas Yom. Pesach starts, it's Shivas Yomim, but the Cheshbon starts from Chatzos of Rabosar, it starts on, then we're still on the Mitzvah of Cheshbon. Right now, like the Rashi Shlach, that it's 8. But it's Shivas Yomim, now the Shivas Yomim Baitzach. But Avad, it's not a steer to say that you're over already alive, the Raisa while you're on, you're Dalad by Chatzos, even though the Rambam says it's only during the Shivas Yomim. We start off the Shivas Yomim that way, and we fear always the Shivas Yomim the other way. Yesh was Arichas Dvorim, but that's Tak Efshe for Mesech the Pesachim. Umoishav b'nei Yisrael asher yoshvu b'mitzrayim shloish shona v'arba me'ay shona The Yidden were in Mitzrayim for 430 years. It's a Pella. The Yidden were not in Mitzrayim for 430 years. They were only in Mitzrayim for 210 years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Es HaKeitz. He took off Keitz. He took off 190 years. Because Vayimoru Es Chayehem. We said Vayimoru Es Chayehem is Kadma of Azla. Kadma of Azla is Gematria 190. Because of the Vayimoru Es Chayehem, Hashem took off some of the years. So what does it mean that it was really 430 years? So there's a pshat. Really, the Yidden was supposed to be Koshi Hashiva 430 years. But because he had to take them out earlier, because no choice, they were going to fall into the Nunsharitum. How many years was there Koshi Hashiva? Koshi Hashiva was 86 years. Now 86, we mentioned this, 86 is Din. Elikim is 86. And the Yidden was supposed to be 5 times 86. 430 years. Chamesh Midos of Din. Oh, but they weren't able to be soivel it. So after one midah of din, he took us out. And he took us out after one midah. And therefore, he took us out after one midah of din. So he took us out. Each midah of din is 86. Kois is 86. So he took us out 4 midahs of that. And that's the arba koises of geula. There are 4 koises that represent the 344 years that he took us out earlier. He took us out from that Koshi Hashiva. And that's the Arba Koshis. But it's an interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadi Aleph. The Gemara says that Gevi'a ben Pesisa wanted to come. The Goyim came to Alexander Mukden and they wanted a mum, the Yidden, to pay for all the Rechush that they stole from the Mitzrayim. So Gevi'a ben Pesisa says, I'll go and be Menatzeach them Bedin. And Gevi'a ben Pesisa comes and tells them, you telling us that we stole a Rechush Gadol? Macha Cheshbin. There were 600,000 Yidden in Mitzrayim. They worked, listen, Lashon HaGemara, for 430 years. Multiply 600,000 times 430 and see how much that they worked and see if it's mitkazez, if it cancels out with what you're telling me they stole the Rechush Gadol. So, friend of the Mefarshim, what is Gevi'a ben Pesisa saying 430 years? They weren't there for 430 years. They were there 86 years or 210 years. So, as though you could say, you know, Veseda, Unter and Tish, it's Veseda. So, as long as Gevi'a ben Pesisa worked it out. They didn't have, but Lamai said so. 430 years. So I saw Pshat like this. He said there were 600,000 Yidden working for 430 years. But there was also Noshim Betaf. Zolzayn, he's talking about the Shishim Riva. In Makas Choshech, 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died. So the Emes, it was 5 times as much. So Nafkamin, he's saying it's 430 years, 600,000. But if you want to chop him on Cheshman, it's really there's 5 times as much people. For the 86 years. Again, I don't know why it said it like that, but the numbers is pumped. The years, Gevi'a ben Pesisa said 5 times as much over the amount of people. He said only 1/5, because he said 600,000 really. It was 3 million, because it was Arba Chaimish of the people died in Makas Choshech. That's parallel for the Arba Chaimish of years that it went out. So, Bidiyuk, the numbers work out. Bidiyuk, the numbers work out. The pasuk says, "V'chiyogur itcha ger, v'osa pesach l'Hashem, him aloy kol zachu." When a ger comes to be megayer, he should bring a carbon pesach. So Rashi bavarns, "Yochel kol am esgayer should bring a carbon pesach right away." Maybe I would think a guy's megayer should bring a carbon pesach. Talmud Lomer, no. V'hoya ke Ezra ha'aretz. Ma Ezra ha'aretz brings a carbon pesach. On Tesvav, Nisan also the ger. Interesting. There was a habit that when a ger is megayer, he should bring a carbon pesach. I was like, a durch read in Rashi. What's the pshat? So I want to say 2 pshat. One pshat is a geiristic pshat. You know, when a geir is megayer, he has to have mila and tevila and also a carbon. The Rambam brings mafurish, a geir has to bring a carbon. There's manas that we don't have a carbon. So it's not ma'akev the geirs. Echorim talk about it. Echorim, when it comes Mashiach, he's not to bring a carbon. But there would be a habmina that a geir should bring a carbon pesach. What's carbon pesach? Mishchu kunachem tzoyin to bring a carbon pesach, which was the shlepas chayis from avoy the zara. That was the whole point of a carbon pesach. There would be a havmir that a ger should bring a carbon pesach, right when he's megayer. Gor misidri hagerus. Tishteito kamash lano ke ger as racharetz. Thus is the geristic mahalach. Efshes is the nocha mahalach. You know, say b'ktzar. It's part of a whole more shtickle, but the nakuda. Every day we have zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim. But how do we remember Yitzias Mitzrayim? We didn't actually go out of Mitzrayim. How do we remember? We remember, it's one of the zechiras to remember to go out of Mitzrayim. Torah says we remember going out of Mitzrayim, not what happened thousands of years ago. On Pesach night, Chayiv Odom Liroish Lahari says Atzmekim Yosim Mitzrayim. Every year a Yid Tak goes Dorcha Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the mitzvah of Zechira that we have every day is to remember the Yitzias Mitzrayim of the Yitzias Mitzrayim that we Dorch Machti Adiyah. There would be a Havre that a Ger that's Megayer in the middle of, let's say, on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that a Ger is Megayer, it's mutal on him to bring a Korban Pesach right away, as Erzel can in Mekayim Zayin, the Erais of Zechiras Mitzias Mitzrayim, Tog Teglech, until next Pesach. He would might have to bring a Korban Pesach, he would be Kamashmon as Nisht. Why Kamashmon as Nisht? Because this concept that Yitzhak having Yitzias Mitzrayim is only possible on Pesach. What does the Ger do with the mitzvah of Zechir the next few months? Mevar Zayin. Vir Shtel Tzachoyz. However, there's a Hamamina that he would bring it gar because the mitzvah of Zechira is mutl on the mitzvah of Sipur. This has to do with the Rei that in the Minyan HaMitzvahs it's not counted as two separate mitzvahs, it's one big mitzvah. Because it's Meshach Shaychi. We relive Mitzrayim on Pesach and then we're able to have Zechira of it the whole year. But upon that was the Shakla Vatariya. So when this Ger is Megayer, he shouldn't bring a Korban Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he should bring it on the Lel Seder. Now it's interesting, the Pasuk says when this Ger is Megayer, he has to be mal all of his kids. Now everyone knows there's a din, Milas Bon of Ma'akvod. When a person's Megayer, his bonim is also ma'akiv him from eating a Korban Pesach. So that's what it's saying here. Also, when the Ger is Megayer, his bonim also is ma'akiv. Fregen d'achroinim. What's going on over here? What's kids? Ger is kekotin shenoy l'dami. The kids that he previously had, he's not related to them anymore. Elamite means that he was Megayer, he got a new married, a new wife, and he has new kids. So those are regular Yiddish kids. Of course those bonim are ma'akiv him from being ma'akiv a Korban Pesach. Those are taki his kids, lomani gora from every other Yid. So what's Pashup Shan in the Pasuk? So he also must be Megayer, all of his kids. Vos make Pashat Pshat on the Pasuk. So Reb Itzel Eponovich says Pshat, it's talking about a Ger that's Megayer and his Goyish kids were not Megayer. And he can't bring a Korban Pesach unless he does Bris Milah to those Goyish kids who he's not related to anymore. Because he owns them. Their miknas kaspoy and milas avodov is also ma'akev from Korban Pesach. And even though Ger is kekotin shenoy l'dami, but those bonav ketanim, his biological bonav ketanim, who are not related to him, yichus did, mi'ikar then he could marry his daughter. They're bonav, arzayin, zachin, but mitzad kinyan kaspoy it is. Because by benoyach, the bonim is kinyonoy. That's why it says, Roiv Bonov Vikinyonov Allah Eitz Talisa. What were they hanging up Haman's piano on the latrine? No, it means his Bonov is his Bonov Gedoylam and Kinyonov is his Bonov Ketanim. Those are Kinyonov. Roiv Bonov Vikinyonov Allah Eitz Talisa. So that's what it means. It means that his Bonov Ketanim are Ma'akiv. I wanted to say after a Chiddush a different shot in the Pasuk. Sora. What does it mean that Vichyogar Itchager, he has to mal his kids? Monashach, his new kids are regularly Yidden. His old kids, we said a bit foolish shot. The Gemara says that a Ger Kotam is only the Rabbanon because it's Al-Sechiyah. The Rishonim explained that Zechiyah, Lekotam, Le'akim is only the Rabbanon. Now, how do you have a case of a Ger Doiraisa? So Tosh says a Ger is Muberes. The Maisa, the Gemara speaks out that even if you hold that you can't do Zechiyah for a Ger Kotam, but it's different if it's a Ger Shebo Bonov Ubnoisav Shinazgayru Imoy. So what's Pshat in that? Big Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that it's more of a Schus. He wants to do what his Tati does, so it's a Schus. But in the sheet that's brought down of Pshat, that when a Ger is Megayer, Bonav Benois of Imo, then it's a Ger is Doiraisa Taka. Then it's a Ger is Doiraisa. The shail is, if it's a Ger is Doiraisa, when the Rishonim are looking for a case of a Ger Kotten Doiraisa, what do you have to say, Ger Kotten Muberes? Just say this case of a Ger and his Gair, Bonav Benois of Imo. So when the Oil Torah brings from the sheet of Yeshona, Chiddush Gadol, that when a person's Megayer, Bonav Benois of Imo, he's related to those kids. Because even though normally Ger is a Kotten Shenoy L'domen, but there's such a thing as a free family pass, mishpocha de kegeirus. In that geirus, there's no kakotin shenoy l'domi klapi that mishpocha. And the tois over there is looking for a ger kotin that has no relatives. That can't be the UK. It has to be with muberis. Geirus muberis. Of a geirus, a geir, bonus of a nois of imoy, it's a tremendous chiddush in the Shita Yeshana. Azag geirus is taka geirus mishpachti. Dugma l'dobor, by Matan Torah, we know that there was no ger kakotin shenoy l'domi. Asach redden of them, why? There is, the Maral says it's because they were all under the mountain together, and that's why we once spoke about this. Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of the mountain, so Moshe Rabbeinu was taka, didn't have to cut in Shinoi L'dami. That's why by Miriam, when it says, who could check her tzaras, it says, Aaron can't because he's a brother. And Moshe can't because he's not a kohen. Correct the Marsha. Moshe is also a brother. No, Moshe is not a brother. Moshe was on top of the mountain. But Akupanim, the same about Klal Yisrael, there was Klal Yisrael, the Gagaris, and this Shita Yeshona, Shteitu Achidish, that is the Gagaris, and this guy, one of them, Nice of Imam. It's a tremendous Chidish, but I wanted to say a Tradvaiter Achidish. Efshad Dosh State on the Pasuk. We're asking that it says when a Gagaris is Magair, he asked the Malulu's kids. We're asking, what's the case? So this is the case. The Pasuk's Machadish, the Shita Yeshona's name. That when a Gagaris is Magair, one of them, Nice of Imam, he Malay Kol Zachar. He is related to those kids. Dosh State on the Pasuk. This is the Chidish of the Shita Yeshona. That an Azafal, that a ger is Magair, one of Imo, it's him, Allah calls Zachar, because it's the ger is Mishpachti. It's Chedushin Gedai.